Hi there. So I wanted to, I guess, put a little disclaimer in front of this episode. I have been in a pretty shit place emotionally and experiencing a lot of anxiety. And I recorded this on the beach the other day while I've been in this weird place. And it's interesting because I can't bring myself to listen to it. I usually listen to all of my episodes, but in the anxiety, I find myself a harsher critic of myself. And that's not what I'm about. What I'm about is removing the critic and sharing anyway, showing up and speaking up. So I have no idea what I talked about in this episode. I have no idea if I sound like a rambling, bumbling mess, but I am going to step aside from my anxiety and from my critic and just publish it anyway. And it brings up an interesting point, which I may explore in a future episode, around sharing from the wounding versus sharing from the scar. And that idea that, like, it's almost like we're shaming ourselves into not sharing when we're in something due to really the way we're going to appear to others. And I'm not sure that really serves humanity on a whole to only be showing up once we've healed. Anyway, so here I am in the shit, and enjoy this episode. Or not. Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around. So it's obviously been a really long time between beach walk and talk. I couldn't even probably tell you the last time I was at the beach. It's been months. And the beach was an integral part of my life and my mental well-being for a decade. Like, when I was diagnosed with depression and anxiety in 2009, the beach became the place where I went to process stuff. It's been an incredible place of healing for me. And yeah, and you know, I'd be on the beach pretty much every day, or at least four or five times a week. And then, you know, the last year, it dropped off. And that was partly because Mabel started preschool and I lost a few hours a week because she wasn't in daycare. You know, she would go from 8:30 to 4:30 to daycare, but 9 to 3 to preschool for 3 days. And I also work out 4 times a week. So, and I wasn't willing to give that up. So, you know, something had to go. And unfortunately, you know, like particularly over the last 6 months, whilst I had 22 people doing frequency, my schedule was just pretty full. So I didn't have the luxury of coming down here and spending an hour pounding the sand, but it's definitely had an impact, I can see, on me. And I think I even said a few episodes ago I didn't need the beach anymore because I just found flow wherever I was. And that's true to a certain extent, but that's not the only reason I came to the beach. Came to the beach to be out in nature. Sure, I can find flow wherever I am, but nature isn't in my studio. So here I am. Feels really weird. And I'm not sure. I might do a few more of these. We'll see. Come, Bill. I'm just walking past a lot of people and I feel weirdly no, hey, you know, like I got so used to just walking and talking and not even thinking, why are people thinking, who is she talking? Is she talking to herself? I mean, they probably just think I'm on the phone. Anyway, I just feel a bit weird and exposed or something. Probably just where my headspace is at too. And I guess that's really what I wanted to share was, I'm not going to share specifics because it's not really my story to tell, but there's been a lot going on for me personally, particularly over the last month. And I thought I was dealing with it okay. And I thought I had it all under control. I thought I was really cruising through some pretty big stuff. And then my mum rang me, and she just offered me, I don't know, support that was needed. I'm kind of being cryptic here, and I hate being cryptic, but it's just the way it is. It's not my story to tell. So I don't know, like just a level of like a safe place to land, a mattress, something to have as a backup plan. And it just hit me how big this shit is. And actually what hit me was that I'm supported. And I have always been a bit of a lone wolf. I've always been someone who tends to shoulder all the burden and responsibility, and often, I don't know, is trying to protect other people and make sure everyone's okay. And that's a really big load to carry, particularly when there's other big shit going on. So yeah, I'm back here. And I think that's probably why I came here too, was like almost to share my load with nature. I don't know. So it's not really some big profound thing for me to share today. I just wanted to give an update to where I'm at. And I've had a lot of messages from people. I wrote a post on Instagram about how sometimes we don't even realize we're struggling until the lid comes off, right? It's like we're in a pressure cooker. We don't realize we're in a pressure cooker until the lid comes off, and then we're like, whoa. And that's what I felt like it was happening for me, was like I was in this pressure cooker. And while I was in the pressure cooker, I didn't know that I was in a pressure cooker, so I just was kind of like going through the motions. And then the offering of support just released the valve, and all of the feelings that were built up in there that I was probably bypassing. See, this is another thing. Some of those personal development tools we use, they can serve us for sure, but there's other times where they become tools for bypassing. It's okay for us to feel really afraid. It's okay for us to feel shit. It's okay for us to be in struggle sometimes, you know? We don't need to shift it all the time and be all high vibe. We can be where we are in the pain. And it's through being in the pain that gives it a healthy release and a healthy expression, so that we're not holding on. And I feel like I had found myself using all the tools in my toolbox,
And all I was really doing was bypassing what was going on. It's almost a form of denial, actually. And when you accept, like, remember I recorded that episode a few weeks ago, the biggest thing I've ever learned, I think, or something like that. The one thing. And it's the one thing that would change everything, I think it was called. And it's acceptance. So, you know, like, why use all the bypassing tools when we can just be in the place, feel the feels and accept them for what they are and accept that we're in a shit place. You know, I've had so many messages from people saying, are you okay? You know, is there anything I can do for you? And it's like, you know, in terms of am I okay? It's a really loaded question, actually, because what do you say to it? And what I have been saying is, I'm okay right now, and sometimes I'm not okay, and I'm just riding the wave. So I guess, if anything, it's just a reminder that life is fucking hard sometimes. And, you know, I feel like this tool, me being out in nature, isn't a bypassing tool. It's actually a tool that allows me to feel. I've spent so much time walking on this beach crying over the years. And I think I'm going to come back a little more regularly, because it's easy to let go of the things that are good for us when we're in a good place. When we're coasting, we don't necessarily need the solace of nature like we do when we're in a shit time. But when, you know, the last 10 years of, you know, besides the last year or so, the 10 years prior to that of me walking on the beach every day, regardless of whether I was in a shit place or a good place or whatever, I would still show up and walk on the beach. And I guess that's the key, is to, like, keep these practices going, regardless of whether you're well or not doing so well. All right, well, that's enough for me today. Don't know where I'll be for the next episode. We'll see. Until next week, peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosofies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.